Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Blinken reiterated on Wednesday that the U.S. position is that Hamas was, quote, standing in the way of a ceasefire, according to the State Department. He has urged the group to accept what he called an extraordinarily generous truce deal. The deal would see 33 hostages released in exchange for a larger number of Palestinian prisoners and a halt to the fighting in Gaza, with the possibility of a more comprehensive deal later. A senior official for Hamas said the group was still studying the proposed deal, but accused Blinken of failing to respect both sides and described Israel as the real obstacle. Blinken's trip to Israel comes amid growing speculation that Israel will soon launch a long-promised assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. There are mass arrests and clashes at pro-Palestinian college protests. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
A dramatic scene at Columbia University Tuesday night. Police enter a second-floor window at Hamilton Hall using flashbangs to clear protesters demanding the school divest from Israel business.
Hamilton Hall is now secure.
Mayor Eric Adams says Columbia asked for assistance and blames outside agitators.
There are those who are attempting to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation.
Police also moved in at City College. About 300 arrests were made overall. Meanwhile, at UCLA, counter-protesters attacked a pro-Palestinian encampment, says student Edgar Gomez.
There were fights going on, too. Like, they started hitting each other with sticks, and there were a lot of moments where there were a bunch of pepper sprays.
I'm Julie Walker.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Arizona's Democratic leaders get enough votes to repeal a 19th-century abortion ban. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Arizona senators needed 16 votes to repeal the abortion ban. 14 Democrats were joined by two Republicans in voting in favor of the repeal. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is expected to sign it. The near-total ban permits abortions only to save the patient's life and provides no exceptions for survivors of rape or incest. In a ruling last month allowing the ban to take effect, the Arizona Supreme Court suggested doctors can be prosecuted under the 1864 law, which says that anyone who assists in an abortion can be sentenced to 2 to 5 years in prison. If the repeal bill is signed, abortion would be banned in Arizona after 15 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Mike Hempen.
Colombian President Gustavo Petro says his government will break diplomatic relations with Israel effective Thursday in the latest escalation of tensions between both countries over the Israel-Hamas war. Petro made the announcement Wednesday during an International Workers' Day march in Colombia's capital. In his speech, he again described Israel's siege of Gaza as, quote, genocide. He previously suspended purchases of weapons from Israel and compared the country's actions in Gaza to those of Nazi Germany. Colombia had been one of Israel's closest partners in Latin America, but relations between the two nations have cooled since Petro was elected as Colombia's first leftist president since 2022. United Methodists repeal a long-standing ban on LGBTQ clergy. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Delegates from the United Methodist Church voted 692-51 to remove a rule forbidding, quote, self-avowed practicing homosexuals, unquote, from being ordained or appointed as ministers. The change doesn't mandate or even explicitly affirm LGBTQ clergy, but it means the church no longer forbids them. It's possible that the change will mainly apply to U.S. churches, since United Methodist bodies in other countries have the right to impose the rules for their own regions. The measure takes effect immediately upon the conclusion of the General Conference, scheduled for May 3rd. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The House is voting on legislation that would establish a broader definition of anti-Semitism for the Department of Education to enforce anti-discrimination laws. It is the latest response from lawmakers Wednesday to a nationwide student protest movement over the Israel-Hamas war. The bipartisan bill would codify the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism in Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. If passed into law, the bill would broaden the legal definition of anti-Semitism to include, quote, the targeting of the State of Israel, conceived as a Jewish collectivity. Critics say the move would have a chilling effect on free speech on college campuses. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.